I'm Denise Lowe, born in the Flint Hills of Kansas and now living in Lawrence. In the novel Medicine Walk, Richard Wagamese writes a love song to the natural world. Wagamese published one book of poetry and a lot of journalism. It is poetry and it's music, though, that colors the narration in this book. Wagamese describes his teenage hero, Franklin Starlight, this way. Out here, where he spent the bulk of his free time, there is no need for elevated ideas or theories or talk, and if he was taciturn, he was content in it, hearing symphonies in wind across a ridge, and arias in the screech of hawks and eagles, the huff of grizzlies, and the pierce of a wolf call against the unblinking eye of the moon. Franklin speaks almost curtly to his father and others, but inwardly he has this rich life. He can hear multi-layered symphonies, and with them we enter a sacred place. Almost every page has gorgeous descriptions of people, towns, rivers, mountains, like this portrait of a gritty mill town. The plume from the stack downriver was like a ghostly geyser, and the lights of the mill, all orange and hazed like a carnival lot. On the far shore, the town disappeared into the shadows thrown by the dim run of lights along the thin streets. The line of mountain was a black seam above it all. The human carnival is colorful, but nature and the image of the mountain is all above it all. Lovely. People are within Wagamese's palette. The book describes Angie, the boy's mother, as a beauty, and Wagamese writes, her face was a marvel. It was wide with a bold cut of mouth and full lips. Behind the scarp of her cheekbones were eyes the rich black of obsidian, so that when her gaze fell on him, he felt absorbed. This visual panorama creates a subtext to Wagamese's novel. This is in keeping with his personal life. In a Facebook posting, July 13, 2016, 9 months before his death, he wrote about his plans for the day in a similar poetic style. He wrote, I'm going to the land today. I'm going to sing, to pray, to sit in splendid isolation and hear the sound of my own heartbeat mingled with the heartbeat of the earth that I feel through the bottoms of my feet. This could be Franklin in Medicine Walk, who listens to the web of sounds around him. This author's gift for description and reflection led him to post reflections on Facebook. They have the same poetry as the narrative voice in Medicine Walk. He published a collection of these posts in an acclaimed book, Embers, One Ojibwe's Meditations. If you appreciate the symphonies of Medicine Walk, you may want to find this book with individual meditations like this one. I don't want to be the kind of writer who can take the sun and turn it into a shining word in your imagination. I want to take a shining word and turn it into the sun for you. This has been Comment on Medicine Walk by Richard Wagamese as part of the 2018 fall read, Let's Talk, Aging, Death, and Dying. I'm Denise Lowe.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. Find more at hppr.org. Like us on Facebook, and please share us with your friends.